Hello?
Hey, Doug, this is Charlie. I'm just calling you back. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I was dealing with work.
Gotcha, yeah. When I was taking a break from talking to you, there was two things. So I was explaining how Google works on basically how the zip code area works, right? If you're just doing basic SEO, depending on how big your area is, you can go anywhere from a 5 to a 15 mile radius with Google. So that's probably why you're not populating on Lexington, because I did a Google search for you in Lexington and you're not even popping up even on the first two pages, right? And I'm sure that could be very frustrating for you, right?
Yes, that's what I want to do, and I want to understand how to do that.
Okay. So this is why we do Facebook as well. Facebook allows us to target from where you're located out to 50 miles. Okay? So we're able to go, we can also target zip codes and we can target cities. So if you're wanting Lexington, we can run Facebook ads in Lexington and get you customers from Facebook ads on top of pushing the Google to the first page as well, pushing you to the first page of Google as well. Within 7 to 14 days, we can have that up and running. It sounds like the guys that are, go ahead.
I'm still confused on how we're going to get Google as, how we're going to get J&T pressure washing on the front page of Google by using Facebook. I'm still confused by that.
Okay, absolutely. So what we do is people that are going to Google and searching for pressure washing near me, pressure washing Lexington, right? We can use those keywords from Google and we can paste those in to your ads that we can target on Facebook. So that's going to allow you to get customers from Facebook. Now, for Google, we will still populate you to the first page, but it's going to be harder to get you from Lexington because it's doing a search where your address is. If SEO won't cover you all the way to Lexington, that's what it is. You would have to do something where it'd be like a pay-per-click, and that's where you would do Google advertising, and you would come up as a sponsored ad on the first page of Google. And if that's what you're looking for, then what you're doing right now is not effective, because if you're looking to get into Lexington, it can't reach Lexington because the farthest it can go is 15 miles. And I know Lexington isn't 15 miles from you, right?
That's correct.
So what you have right now is SEO. SEO. And that's basically keyword search engine optimization, okay? So somebody's doing a keyword search that's in a 5 to 15 mile radius from them, and they're looking for a pressure washer near me. Now, you're all the way in Winchester, so you're probably populating in Winchester, but you don't want to do that because the bigger jobs are in Lexington. So you're probably your best bet isn't to do SEO. It's probably better to do Google advertising so we can actually target Lexington, the city, and the zip code of Lexington as well, and start getting you populated over there. That's how you would pop up on the first page of Lexington. Running SEO won't get you on the first page of Lexington.
What is that cost to do that?
So that is a little bit more expensive for that price, because one, you have an ad budget for that, okay? That is a $4.99 a month, and $300 of that goes to Google for your ad budget. So out of the $4.99, the $300 goes to Google itself. So that way you can populate on that first page. Now, how that works is once your $300 is out, it's ran out for the month, right? Let's just say you get jobs coming in and you've spent all your budget within the first 3 weeks, but you have jobs. That last week on of the month, you're not going to populate because your ad budget ran out. So the month after that, now you would start populating back on there because it's refreshed. So I just want to make sure that you understand that.
How do they charge me based off ad budget? I don't understand.
They charge you based off of clicks.
Okay.
So they charge you based off of clicks to your website. So let's say, go ahead.
So how much is it per click?
Per click could range, anywhere from, it just depends on the city and industry, but that's Google's deal. It could range anywhere from cents to dollars. It just depends. So it could be maybe 50 cents a click, or it could be, $3 a click, or it could be $10 a click. It just depends on the industry and how popular it is in your area, in the Lexington area. But I'm looking right now on Lexington, Kentucky, and the only thing I see, I don't really see anybody running any Google advertisements except for, I see some. Okay, I see about three people running Google advertisements right now in the Lexington area.
Who are they?
They got, you got Window Genie of Lexington. You got Profusion, Pressure Washing, and then you got Power Brother Cleaning and Pressure Washing. Power Brothers Cleaning and Pressure Washing. Do you know those guys? Any of these?
I think I know the Howard Brothers Cleaning and Pressure Washing, yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing some Google advertisements as well. So that's the only way that you're going to get out of that zone onto Google.
Okay.
And that's the honest truth, because it seems like you're very frustrated, and I understand, because somebody's promised you the moon and the stars, but for some reason you're not on the moon yet, and it's taken a while, and you're burning through money, and you're not even on the rocket ship to the right place. So
I ain't even bored.
Yeah. I hear you, Doug. I hear you. So that's how it works, is if you're doing SEO right now, you're only going to get about a maximum of about a 15-mile radius. If at best, if you're in a small city, maybe 25, but still, it's not where you want to be. You want to be in Lexington, correct?
Okay. All right, so what do I got to do this, Google? I've got to go back into work. I have a full-time job right now.
No problem.
Can you send me or text me what it's going to take for me to get into the Google Ads? And can you all do that?
Yes, I can text you. Is there a better time to call you? I can get you signed up right now, and then we can have our onboarding call tomorrow, and I'll send you over the documents of everything that you need to sign.
Call me at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock your time. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Doug. I'll call you at 5 o'clock. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.